The U.S. Supreme Court's new term started this week, but I want to take a moment to acknowledge somebody who won't be there for the first time in 45 years, Art Lean. He is one of the country's most celebrated court artists, and he showed up at the chambers day after day to capture some of the most critical moments of American justice. He worked as a freelancer, first for CBS, and later for NBC and the SCOTUS blog. He announced his retirement earlier this year and joins us now. Mr. Lean, thanks so much for being with us. I've enjoyed so many of your sketches.
Hi, Scott.
How'd you wind up with this specialty? Offhand, I don't see it in art schools.
Well, I was pretty aimless as a young man and went to art school because it just seemed like the thing to do. And once I graduated, I really didn't know what I was going to do. And our governor in Maryland, Governor Mandel, was going on trial, and a local station was looking for somebody to sketch it. And so I went to the newsroom, I tried out, I sketched some people in the newsroom, and I got the job.
Wow. What about the Supreme Court justices? If I may put it this way, who had an especially difficult face to capture?
Well, I think the most difficult was with Sandra Day O'Connor, because she was an attractive woman, and there wasn't a big nose or big ears or wrinkles to hold on to, you know? And Kennedy was also not so easy, again, because he had no real outstanding features.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, yeah. How do you sketch a moment from a Supreme Court argument? I mean, how do you decide when that moment has arrived? How quickly do you have to capture it? I'm assuming you can't get up and say, excuse me, hold that pose, will you?
I would love to get up, and I've often fantasized about saying, stop everything, you know.
Yeah.
Really, a lot of it is drawing from memory. I've simplified things since the beginning. I when I first went in there, I had pastels and a large pad and, you know, all these other supplies. And now I simply go up there with a pencil and a pad, and that's all.
Do you have any strong feelings about whether cameras should be in the courtroom? Now that you're retired and it wouldn't cost you your life?
Right. I've had evolving opinions about that. But now that I can speak freely, I absolutely do believe that they belong at the Supreme Court. And I thought that during the pandemic, when everything was shut down, would have been the ideal time. But of course, as long as there are justices that oppose it, I don't think it's going to happen.
What would you like American citizens to know about the Supreme Court that you feel fortunate to have learned?
I just think that the court can do great things that it has in the past. And I think it will again. It just doesn't seem to be separate from the political fray these days.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody believes that these justices, when they get on the bench, can leave their politics aside. And what I will say, and what I've seen over and over, justices come on, and after a few years, they become independent. They shift towards the middle. And I've seen that happen over and over again.
Art Lean, now retired, a Supreme Court illustrator for 45 years, and you can find some of his work on our homepage at npr.org. Mr. Lean, thanks for all the insights over the years. Good retirement to you, sir.
Thank you.